I don't believe it.
What's wrong?
Carter Boswell.
Who's Carter Boswell?
He's running for the school board. The election's next month.
Well, what's wrong with wanting to be on the school board?
Nothing. But he wants to cut the school budget.
Maybe it needs cutting.
Cutting the budget is fine, but he wants to do it by cutting all the cultural programs. No music, no dance, no concert, no stage presentations.
Why does he want to do that?
He says it's to save the taxpayers money. And I think he believes that the taxpayers will vote for him if he spends less on the cultural programs.
He's probably right. Lots of people want their taxes used for new books and a new paint job in the schoolrooms.
Maybe some of us would like to pay a little bit more and keep the cultural programs for our kids.
Well, I'm not sure, Ellen. I hear it from my patients. Lots of people are tired of higher taxes.
I know. But if Boswell wins, he'll be an important decision maker on the school board. And he doesn't know anything about our children's education.
Who's running against him?
Nobody. That's the problem.
Well, it sounds to me like Carter Boswell is going to win the seat on the board.
Oh, not if I can stop him.
And how are you going to stop him?
I don't know. Maybe I'll run against him.
Well, you've got my vote.
I'm serious, Philip. Why shouldn't I run?
Why shouldn't you run for what, Mom?
Your mother is thinking of running for the school board.
Hey, that's terrific, Mom.
Against Carter Boswell? Great.
Well, if I run for office, the voters will have a clear choice. I stand for everything Boswell doesn't.
I think a lot of people will vote for you against Boswell, Ellen. I'll vote for you.
Will you help me if I do run?
Absolutely.
The trouble is, it takes a little bit of money to run a campaign.
I think you can make a difference, Ellen. And in a short campaign, you wouldn't need as much money. You know something, Ellen? Why not give the people of Riverdale a clear choice? I'm with you. You can make a difference.
Come in.
Mr. Maxwell.
Yes. Charles Maxwell.
My name is Ellen Stewart.
Hello. Please, sit down. You asked to see me. What would you like to see me about?
I'd like your help.
Well, I'm editor of the most influential newspaper in Riverdale. Actually, it's the only newspaper. A lot of people would like my help. Do you have a story?
I'm planning to run for the school board.
Against Carter Boswell?
Yes.
Well, that is news.
Will you announce that I'm running?
Sure, but I need some information.
Of course.
Why will the voters vote for you against Boswell, Mrs. Stewart?
Because I care.
Vote for Ellen Stewart. She cares. Not a bad slogan. But what do you care about?
Well, about the children of our town. I don't want them to grow up without cultural programs in our school.
Do you have a plan?
I want our children to learn more than reading, writing, and arithmetic. I want to keep the after-school programs, the music, the concerts.
It's not a bad plan. But who's going to pay for all of this?
We are. The citizens of Riverdale, of course. I plan to get help from the businessmen and the corporations of Riverdale.
That's fair enough. Exactly what do you want from me, Mrs. Stewart?
You don't know me. I can't expect you to take my side against Boswell. But I do need some publicity so that the people of our town know that I'm running for office and that I care about our children.
Fair enough. I certainly can print the news, and you are now making news.
Chimney 听力会更欢迎你。听啊，点儿啊。